For many Australians, watching what they eat is not unusual, but for others who are living with diabetes, it's a bit more important. Although the discovery of insulin in the 1920s changed the way the world treated diabetes, it wasn't a cure. On World Diabetes Day 2012, we're still trying to shed some light on this deadly condition. Siani Kelly reports.
Don't let diabetes take control of you. Controlling blood sugar is the first thing to do.
Known often as type 1 or type 2 diabetes, the condition is a name given to a group of different illnesses where there is too much glucose in the blood. For up to 2 million Australians living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, special care needs to be taken throughout their everyday lives. Jesse McDonald has lived with type 1 diabetes for the last decade. And although he finds it easier now than when he was 12, he still needs to keep an eye on his diet and lifestyle.
I'd have three needles a day that I take, and I take one needle at 9 o'clock at night, which keeps my insulin level on a steady level. And then every time I eat a bit of food, like I have lunch or breakfast or dinner, I just give myself a few units of insulin just to accommodate to what I eat.
In order to get the community more aware of what the condition involves, representatives from Diabetes Australia hit Rundle Mall today to let the public know a bit more about it. Nicola Hamoud, diabetes educator.
Obviously, we know the incidence of diabetes is increasing, and we're just actually trying to promote and talk about diabetes to the community.
So why is it important that people are more aware of diabetes?
There are different types of diabetes. We've got type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and gestational diabetes. With type 1 diabetes, that's an autoimmune disease, and people, we can't prevent or stop that from occurring. With type 2 diabetes, we know that there is a component of prevention, so we're actually trying to raise awareness of to the community to let them know about how to prevent diabetes, and if we can't prevent it, at least catch it early so that they can actually put plans in place to live well with diabetes.
But many people still aren't getting a regular checkup. Nicola Hamoud again.
So we know that the risk of diabetes is increased if you have a family member and as you get older as well. So it's really important as a community that if you have that family history or if you've been diagnosed with pre-diabetes, that you actually go back to your doctors, talk about your cardiovascular risk, because we know that cardiovascular risk is increased when you have pre-diabetes. But also if you don't have diabetes but you have that family history, as a young person, it's really important to actually go along, get regular health checks, and just let your doctors know that you have that family history of type 2 diabetes as well.
What information are you giving to the public today?
The information we're looking at risks. So if they have a risk of type 2 diabetes, we're actually talking about the OSD risk tool, which is available from most GPs. We've actually got some OSD risk tools with us today, and we're looking at personal risk, family history, ethnicity, age. All these components can really increase somebody's risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And also if they've got any specific family questions about the differences between diabetes as well.
And what are some of the activities you've got going on today?
We have an apple corer that I can't work. So we're just trying to engage with the community, give them an apple slinky and hopefully draw them in to talk about diabetes. We're also just giving them some relevant information just about diabetes and just looking at their personal stories and asking them if they have any questions for us as well, because we've got our two dietitians with us as well and myself, who's a diabetes educator.
Jesse McDonald agrees that these sorts of events are a good way to raise awareness.
Yeah, I think it is a good day of getting it out there, but I think they need to classify the differences between type 1 and type 2 a bit better, because type 1 is nearly a completely different thing to type 2. They've got to get it out there that type 1 diabetes is completely different to type 2.
I asked the public what they thought of diabetes and World Diabetes Day.
Keeps everybody calm, do you know what I mean? Anybody that's got a suspicion, they go, come here, and they feel either they're relaxed, that's if they pass the test.
I'm very excited by it. I didn't know it was World Diabetes Day, and I think it's great to educate people about it.
The other thing is it affects like all organs of your body that people don't realise that it affects everything.
There's not enough awareness about it, and there's too many people ending up with diabetes because of that.
There should be a week of it.
There should be more. I mean, like, I don't think a lot of people understand that being with it can be quite difficult at times.